Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
The 22 points off the bench in his Warrior debut, and again, just edged out by Nick Young that game back in 2017 against Houston. Nick Young with six threes, 23 points off the bench, all-time high for a Warrior off the bench in his debut. And then now Buddy Hield is second on that list. Sharunas Marshalonis had 19 back in 1989. And in 1971, the great Jim Barnett, 18 in his Warrior debut off the bench against the Boston Celtics. Carl Landry had 17. He's on that list as well. So Buddy in some fine company there. Well, Carl Landry had a really nice year for the Golden State Warriors in the 1 year he played for the squad. Warriors get the win on opening night, their biggest opening night win ever. 35-point victory, 139 to 104. The Warriors ended up shooting 41.7 from three. They were 0 for 10 to start and then proceeded to make 20 out of the next 38 shots. They shot over 50% the rest of the night from the three-point line. 51.6 overall from the field. Kind of ragged a little bit at times. They had 18 turnovers, maybe a little on the high mark, but certainly acceptable in a game like this that got out of hand. 17 turnovers for the Trailblazers. Hield with 22, led a balanced scoring attack. 20 for Andrew Wiggins. He was really good tonight. But the bench, and we talked about the depth of the Warriors this year, the bench is where it paid off. Hield was a plus 20 and plus minus. Gary Payton II, plus 26 in 14 minutes of play. A plus 34 for Brandon Podziemski, who always seems to excel in that category. And then the next highest was a starter. That was Steph Curry with a plus 23. He had almost a triple-double, 17 points, 10 assists, and 9 rebounds. If the game was closer, he would have gotten a triple-double. 14 for Trayce Jackson-Davis, 10 for Jonathan Kuminga, 8 points for Draymond Green to go with 3 assists, 2 block shots, and 6 rebounds. On the Portland side of things, all 5 starters scored in double figures. Double-double for DeAndre Ayton, 10 points and 11 rebounds. 15-7 for Denny Avdija, who I think Portland fans are going to like. I think it's a nice pickup for Portland in the offseason. Simons was 15 points in 32 minutes, 5 of 12. Scoot Henderson ended up with 22 to lead the scoring. Got a lot of shots up after the game was decided. 7 of 18 overall, 0 of 5 from 3, 8 of 9 from the free throw line. He's a talent, but he is a young talent. And with a lot of players we're getting in the game today that are very young, especially a guy that didn't play any college ball at all. So he went right from high school, played in the G League, didn't get a lot of big-time instruction to his game. So I think with a guy like that, you have to wait to maybe his third, maybe even his fourth year to really see what he can do, because it will take that long, that kind of instruction that I'm sure the Blazers will give to him. And, you know, we're seeing players take a step forward after a few years. Moses Moody is a different player this year because he's now a more mature player. He's learned a little bit. He's been instructive. He's gotten his footwork down, and he is a much more relaxed NBA player. The game is coming to him. It's slowed down, as they like to say. And so I think with Portland, that's going to be their challenge this year, is developing players while staying patient, because it could be a rough year. Something like 27 of their first 32 games are against the Western Conference. That's not going to get you off to a good start this year. And so I think that's going to be the challenge for the Trailblazers. For the Warriors, I think overall this is a game, it's a perfect game for head coach Steve Kerr. They win easily. They get some good vibes going. Everybody got to play, but there are things to clean up. There are some motions to clean up. There, at the beginning of the third quarter, the Warriors were fouling on just about every other play, something they have to stay away from because they don't want to put teams on the free throw lines. They were dead even in free throws attempted tonight and almost dead even in shots attempted. If the Warriors are even in those categories with, you know, less than, say, you know, 20 turnovers and less than 18 turnovers, they're going to win a lot of games because of they're able to protect the ball while doing some good things. So, again, I think that, you know, the Warriors played very, very well tonight at times, but I think there's things to clean up. So the Warriors open the season with a win. They try to go to 2-0 against Salt Lake City. That will be coming your way on a Friday night.